In today's Modern Ag Report, several trends are shifting in the agriculture technology industry. The market was flooded with new tools that coined the phrase precision agriculture. As these new tools continued to develop, designers started seeing a different need from consumers.
So I've been integrating different technology platforms full-time for 3 years and just got frustrated with the current technologies that are out there. I've dealt with just about everything in the world. It's built for smaller operations and it's built for someone that's very analytical to be involved. What our experience has been is that in order to get the ROI on your investment and to be able to really end up with a system that makes a lot of sense that growers want and can use, you know, it really takes integrating everybody within your operation. So we need to simplify software to the point that a five-year-old can use it. Until we get there, it's not going to be widely integrated.
President and CEO of Signature Ranch Technologies, AgTech Insight, and AgTech Industries, Aaron Magenheim, says technology in the ag sector went too fast, and companies are now starting to simplify the current tools that are on the market. Magenheim compared agriculture to other industries that had a gradual evolution of technology rather than a sudden boom.
Agriculture has been left in the dust by technology for so long. It takes going outside of the industry, and most people that are currently building stuff or in the industry are stuck in the industry. So as we started developing this, we took a lot of our information and the way that we built this stuff from heating and air conditioning. Those guys are monitoring hospitals with 1,000 rooms, pressures, temperatures, all types of sensors, 24 VFDs, controlling pumps and all types of stuff. So when you look at what they're doing compared to, we just want to control a pump in the field, which farmers, a lot of them don't even think that that's possible at this point. It's because the technology hasn't been there.
Magenheim says companies are using current technologies found in smartphones and tablets to upgrade current tools and shifting how versatile the tools and information can be by making it more adaptable to other products.
We've basically built a new software platform that is map-based. It's color-based, so someone can basically farm by color. We've integrated a lot of back-end APIs and just integration that's currently going on. There's been a huge shift from proprietary and going out of your way to make it proprietary to basically being able to let that information flow wherever the customer wants to flow on more open source. So there's been a huge shift that direction on software, which we're definitely taking advantage of.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.